Good morning, church. We are just so excited to be here today and to bring with us Sally and Gabby and Juan Jose from Casa Angelina. It's such a joy, it's such a privilege to do what we do, and to partner with you guys in this. It's just incredible. It's just an incredible journey that we've been on, and journey in Casa Angelina. And just like your pastor said, we're just getting started. We're just getting started on this whole journey, it's amazing. You're gonna love hearing the testimonies this morning. Just before we get started this morning, I want to give you a few updates of that's happening in Casa Angelina at the moment. If we could pull up those photos there, Christy. Go to the next one there. Our leaders in Casa Angelina, all of the teenagers, we have them practice preaching all the time. You know, we call them, you know, they're our leaders, they're our interns, and these three are part of that group, and which we've talked about before when we've come here. And anyway, so we said, okay, we're ready, we're training you up to get out there, because we don't want to just be receivers, we want to be givers. And so we got out there and to a village that is way, way out in the boondocks. It's way out there in the trees, we barely got there with the vehicles that we had. We got in there and we brought them food for Christmas. We brought them a Christmas hamper of a whole bag of, you know, like that whole thing full of tamales and other cakes and food and there's a lot in that. Anyway, the purpose of it wasn't just to give, it was to share about Jesus. And we've been getting these kids just practicing, you know, sharing their testimonies about Jesus and what Jesus has done in their lives. And what happened was, some of the girls there, they asked these ladies, and you know, Bethany was saying, you know, we're not gonna help you guys in this. It's all on your responsibility to lead the whole thing. We'll just stand by and we'll watch. And so they went there, and we were so proud of them. They just got out there and they started sharing about Jesus. They gave them this food and these people. They led people to the Lord right there. There's Karina there. She's kneeling down there with these ladies, giving their hearts to the Lord that have never really even heard about Jesus before. They didn't know what Christmas was. They didn't know why people celebrated Christmas. And, you know, their houses are out of mud. They lived their lives just working in the coffee plantation. And it was just an amazing blessing to see these kids no longer just receiving. They're out there giving, leading people to Jesus. And what a privilege it was. It was just an amazing blessing being there. And there's one of the ladies there. And it was such a joy to go out there with the kids and to do that, because we want them to share their faith. You know, to get what they've gotten and to get back out there and turn around and give it back. And we're raising up leaders. We're raising up leaders that will go and change this world, not just receive, not just be blessed and be happy there in Casa Angelina. No, but to go and change the world. We've got a big world vision on our hearts. And it's not just for little tiny Casa Angelina in regards to this world. It's to reach this world. And these guys coming here today, they're getting out there. Now they're sharing their testimony, you know, back here in the United States. And what a blessing that is. It's such a blessing. And so anyway, this morning I just want to share just a quick verse, and Bethany will come up afterwards. Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 15. It says, "Do you think that being a king merely means self-indulgent, vying with Solomon and striving to excel in cedar palaces? Did not your father Josiah, as he ate and drank, do justice and righteousness, being upright and in right standing with God? Then it was well with him. He judged and defended the cause of the poor and the needy, and it was well. Was not all this what it means to know and to recognize me, says the Lord?" That's just a power. God just really just spoke to me with that scripture, because to know God isn't just to hear about him. To know God isn't just in the receiving of God, to the reading and the learning about him. That's the first part of it. to know God is also in the doing justice, the living uprightly, and defending the cause of the poor and the needy. It's in the outreach, it's in the reaching out, it's in the doing and the going. And in 1 John 4:7-8, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God," and hear this, and knows God. We know God by our actions of love. We know him by not just hearing about him and not just understanding, but to our understanding comes when we start to do, And that's how we really understand the Lord. You know, who would have really thought that, you know, taking care of orphans and helping widows and building houses for them, or loving the world's rejected, who would have thought that within that is found the key of knowing God? But it is. That's how we find God, that we find him in the action, in the outworking of our love. And so why do we want to know God? Why would you want to know God? Because if you get a glimpse of God's face, if you get a glimpse of the face of Jesus, you're changed forever. And when you actively outwork your love, when you actively give, when you use what you're doing with the work of your hands to give, and to give to those who can't repay you back, that action of love and going and doing, the outworking of a Christian, you glimpse Jesus' face. And what happens is that you're changed. You're changed, and the hard places inside of us, they break. The hard places inside of us get melted down as we see another glimpse of Jesus, and we're like, oh gosh, you know, it changes us. And so I just wanted to leave you that this morning, and because in knowing God and in him knowing us, that's what it's all about. It's about knowing God, and we can't just live our lives in our own little bubble. We're not meant to do that. We're not meant to do it. God didn't make us to do that. He made us to get out there and to impact lives. And your church is doing that. And with these kids here that you're going to hear their testimonies, Bethany, if you want to come up, you'll hear the fruit of what you guys have been sowing into all these years. You'll hear the fruit of what it actually, you know, where your money's been going. And I know you've heard a lot of testimonies before, but when it's different when it's from their own mouth and you can listen to them. So I want to pass it on to Bethany this morning, and you go, Bethany.
Thank you, babe. Would you stand with me real quick, everybody? Thank you so much. I just felt the Holy Spirit saying we can't even move on until we give thanks. We got to praise him first. You know, your pastor already said this is a day of miracles, and this is, to me, it's a day of harvesting. This is a day of harvesting because you have sown for years. This church has sown for over a decade into this orphanage. And today you're harvesting fruit of what you've been sowing so faithfully. And so I just felt him say, we need to just give thanks, because we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And so if you would just lift your hands with me, we're going to just lift our voices in praise to God. And I'm going to ask you just to begin where you're at and just to start thanking him. Thank him for today. Thank him for what he's done. Thank him for this opportunity to be here today. Thank him for the kids. Thank him for keeping you in the fold. Thank him for rescuing you and chasing you down, even though you were the one sheep who was running the opposite direction. Thank him for keeping you with the body of Christ. Thank him for keeping your family here. Thank him for everything he has in the future for you. Thank him for this miracle harvest today. We just give you the praise. We lift up the name of Jesus this morning. We lift up the name of Jesus this morning over every single thing that is happening in everyone's life this morning. We lift up the name of Jesus. Today we lift up your name, Father God, and we say everyone who is experiencing lack, we lift up the name of Jesus over the lack. We say everyone who's experiencing heartache, we lift up the name of Jesus over the heartache. Everyone who has doubt and confusion this morning, we lift up the name of Jesus over the doubt and confusion. Everyone who is dealing with sadness in their heart, depression, everyone who's not sleeping well at night, everyone who has fighting and contention in their family, we praise you and we lift up the name of Jesus over our lives. Today we give you thanks. Today we give God praise. We will not be Christians who hide in the shadows. We will not be Christians who stand back and just watch the world pass by. But today and every day, we lift up the name of Jesus. Today and every day, we just praise you, God, because these things are impossible for man, but they are totally possible with God. And today, we give you all the honor. And if you just say with me, church, we give you the honor. We give you the glory. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for this harvest, and we lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, church. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Gavin. Thank you, Lord. All right, you may have a seat. Thank you so much. What an amazing day. You know, Pastor Robert said he didn't let himself even go there thinking about this day, but man, I have thought about it for a long time. And I've actually, you know, I was saying on the drive here, I felt giddy with excitement. I was so excited that we were coming here. I mean, how could we not come here? Your family. We always say it, but your family. And this is such a huge day because, you know, we sow a lot. Each one of us sow a lot in a lot of areas of our life, spiritual sowing, physical sowing, natural sowing, all different kinds of sowing. And to see a harvest come, you know, because you know sometimes you're going to sow and you may not ever see it. But to see a harvest come and to see the full circleness of what you're about to see and what you're about to hear with these kids, I just want to say that please keep your hearts just open. And while they're open, just let the Lord speak to you through the testimonies of these kids. And as he speaks to you, I want you to just know you had a part in this. You had a part. Every time you've given an offerings when we've come and my parents have come and spoken and my family's been here, every time you've given an altar offerings when your pastors have stood up and said, listen, you know, we need this, and they called me and they need this, and we're doing a bus or we're doing a car or we're doing a this or we're doing a that or we're digging a pipe or we're digging a well, or and you just were like, okay, well, didn't they just do something last month and can't they just survive on whatever they got? You know, and you did it and you just said, okay, well, I got $5, I got $10, I got $50, I got $100, I got $1,000, and you just kept doing it. You kept sowing, and what you did is you released us and my entire family to do what we're called by God to do and to be able to take that sowing. You're sowing into the vision that the Lord gave my parents, and then we're getting to walk that vision out with these kids, and today you get to see where your money went, basically, and what God did with it. I'm so excited. Woo! And I just got to say, this week's going to be amazing. We don't have enough time this morning to do everything we want to do. There's a lot we want to do. Plus, you have two rows of just Holy Ghost anointed people who are ready to just minister and blow it out. So if you were not planning on coming tonight, let's just change that right now. Just put a little reminder in the phone. What time does the service start tonight? Put a little in the 6:30. Gonna be at church because I can. Yeah. And then tomorrow you have a little break, but I think you'll be wanting more. I think you'll be getting excited for Tuesday and then Wednesday, and then bring people because it's going to be amazing, and we're going to minister to you and lay hands on you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to deal with stuff. We're going to talk about stuff. We're going to encourage you. We're going to lift you up. And more than anything, we're just going to ask for the presence of the Lord to be here and for God to do what he does best. And we're basically making room for him. You're making space for him when you come. You're just saying, I could be somewhere else and I could be doing something else, but I'm going to make space for him to move and to do something in my life. And so I want to do one thing before I start, and this is an honor for me to get to do it, but I want to just ask my parents to stand up really quick, if you would. Stand up. Now I get emotional. That's my bit of like, ooh. Sit down. Woo! That didn't work at all. I just thought, oh, who needs that? Please, total in control. So I just want to honor you for, yeah, y'all know. So, great. Okay, that worked really well. Jeez, I was in much more control when I did that in my mind. I had a lot of control. It came out really eloquently, and it just flowed beautifully. But, Okay, I want to honor you for everything you've done to, you know, follow the vision of the Lord. And I don't know if any of you know, but they're both first-generation Christians. So they had to break off all that stuff that people had. It's not like they had four generations of Holy Ghost Christians behind them just paving the way and saying, just keep walking in it, you know. They had crazy, crazy, crazy lives, crazy lives. And, you know, my brother and I and our brothers and sisters and these children at Casa Angelina are fruit from them fighting the good fight of faith. So I just wanted to honor you this morning and say thank you for doing that. And it takes two to tango, that's for sure. He could not have done it on his own, and she could not have done it on her own, and that is a power couple, and I love them, and so I just wanted to honor them this morning in front of you all, because it's rare that I ever get a chance to do it with both of them. So thank you, Mom and Dad, for being awesome and following Jesus no matter what. And I just also wanted to honor, and see, I got it out. I wanted to honor Pastor Robert and Laura for being so faithful. And we know that no matter what, we can always call you. And see, guys, what is happening today? This is not normal, people. I've got much more professional than this. We wanted to honor you and to thank you so much for your faithfulness and for always being available and always saying yes when we call you and always praying and always pushing all these people to continue to push the plow with us, because there are so many kids that still need help and that still need us to be faithful until Jesus comes back for us. Amen? So thank you so much. Thank you, church. All right, that's out. That's it. Done. No more tears till Thursday. Amen? Amen? No. Good luck to the rest of you. I've heard these stories. You haven't. So, ha! Okay, I'm going to invite Mr. Juan Jose to come up if he would. And we're going to begin. I'm just going to make sure I don't make anything crash. Okay. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Hi. My name is Juan Jose. I am going to tell you a part of my testimony. Estoy feliz por estar aquí con ustedes y conocerlos. Es un gran milagro. Es como un sueño. Estoy en casa. Yo nací en Guatemala, en la ciudad de Guatemala. Mi padre era albañil y construía casas.
My dad was a laborer and he helped build houses.
Mi mamá lavaba ropa en casas, ropa ajena.
My mother's job was washing clothes for people in their homes.
Y vivíamos en una casa de lámina.
We lived in a house made basically of tin metal.
Era rectangular y eran cuatro parales que lo sostenían.
It was basically just a rectangle and it had four posts, wooden posts on the outside.
Y solo teníamos dos camas donde dormíamos mis hermanos todos y mi mamá y mi papá.
We only had two beds in our house, and in one bed were all my brothers and sisters, and the other bed was my parents.
Y cuando llovía entraba agua. Me recuerdo, se mojaba todo, teníamos que mover las cosas.
When it would rain, I remember all the rain would come in and get the house totally wet, and it would get everything wet, our beds and everything.
Y habían ratones.
And we had mice and rats in our house as well.
Pasando el tiempo, mi papá un día me mandó a comprar pan para la cena. Tenía 7 años.
When I was about 6 or 7 years old, I remember my dad asked me to leave and go buy some bread for our dinner that night.
Y fui con mi hermano corriendo.
And I went with my brother to go and buy the bread.
Y mi papá se fue a dejar, estaba limpiando un terreno ese día y fue a dejar la última basura a un barranco.
And my dad was cleaning up a piece of property that day and throwing the trash away, and he went to the dump to throw the trash.
Regresé con el pan feliz y
and I remember coming back to the house with the bread, and I was really happy.
Y le pregunté a mi mamá si había regresado a mi papá.
And I asked my mother if my dad had come back yet from the trash dump.
Y mi mamá pensó que él estaba conmigo.
And she said, I thought he was with you.
Pasó la noche y no, mi papá no regresó a la casa.
And
no
all
regresó.
Night long, we waited, and my dad never came back to the house.
Al día siguiente, yo fui a buscarlo por donde él suponía que estaba la última vez.
And I remember in the morning, I left to go look where I thought he would have been the last time when he left at the
y
trash dump.
Fui a ver al barranco donde él fue a tirar la basura.
And I went to the edge of the cliff where you throw off the trash to go down into the dump.
Y mi papá estaba ya tirado.
And I saw him there laying on the bottom, dead.
Y corrí con los vecinos a pedir ayuda.
And I remember running to the neighbors to ask for help.
Y llegaron los bomberos.
And the firemen came.
Y lo estaban sacando.
And they were pulling him up out of the
cuando lo estaban,
off of the long cliff.
Cuando lo estaban sacando, me recuerdo bien que yo me quería tirar con él.
And I remember that when I saw them pulling him up, I wanted to jump off the cliff to be with him.
Porque siempre, porque fue un gran dolor que sentí yo al ver que mi papá estaba muerto ya.
It was a huge hurt to my heart to see my father dead laying at the bottom.
Solo quería estar con él.
I just wanted to go and be with him.
El bombero me agarró y me sacó rápido.
But I remember a fireman saw me and he pulled me back from the edge.
Y me sacó y pasando el tiempo, enterramos a mi papá. Hicimos el velorio.
We had the funeral and we had the wake for my father.
Y nos tuvimos que ir a vivir con mi tía porque no teníamos ni dinero para pagar la casa.
And we had to leave as a family to go and live with my aunt because we didn't have any money to pay for our house anymore.
Estando ahí, mi tía nos trató de lo peor, nos pegaba, nos con cualquier cosa, con chichicaste, alambre.
And I remember my aunt would beat us daily, and she would use electrical cords or stinging nettle, and she would beat us every day.
Y teníamos que trabajar para poder comer.
And we had to work in order to eat.
Como no nos daba a veces comida.
Sometimes she wouldn't give us any food.
Yo tenía que salir a las casas a pedir comida para mis hermanos.
And
en
I
la
remember
noche.
I would have to leave at night and escape from the house and go beg food from the neighbors and bring it back for my siblings at night.
Estuvo así por 2 años.
We lived like that for about 2 years.
A los 9 años, mi mamá decidió irse a otra parte de la ciudad a vivir.
When I was 9 years old, my mom decided to leave that house with my aunt and go back to the city to live.
Yo comencé a trabajar en la basura.
And that's when I began to work full-time at the trash dump.
Recogiendo basura y a veces como no tenía nada que comer, comía de la misma basura.
My job was to basically gather trash, and I remember since we didn't have anything to eat, I would often eat from the trash.
Luego comencé a trabajar en un restaurante lavando baños, haciendo limpieza para poder llevar el dinero a la casa.
Then I remember I began to work at a restaurant, cleaning the bathrooms and cleaning the restaurant so I could have money to pay for the rent of our house.
Y mi mamá trabajaba para llevar comida.
And my mother would work to get us food.
El 12, me recuerdo bien, el 12 de mayo de 2005.
I remember it very well. It was the 12th of May of the year 2005.
Mi mamá decidió abandonarnos.
My mother decided to completely abandon us.
Se fue totalmente y fue otro golpe para mi vida.
She left us completely alone, and it was another hurt to my heart.
Llegó la policía, la trabajadora social a recogernos.
And the police and the social workers came because they heard about our situation. They came to get us.
Y nos llevó a un hogar.
And they took us to an orphanage.
Que era mormón.
It was a Mormon orphanage.
Estando ahí, yo me quería escapar. No quería estar ahí.
And I remember just feeling like I wanted to escape. I didn't want to be there.
Porque era totalmente diferente a lo que yo había vivido antes.
Because it was like a totally different thing than the way that I had lived before.
Estuve ahí, luego me me trasladaron a otro hogar.
And then the next year they moved me to another orphanage.
Que era católico.
And it was a Catholic orphanage.
Y tenía que persignarme.
I had to learn how to do everything, he said, at Mass.
Y estar ahí, luego de ahí, estuve,
and after that,
trasladaron a otro
they
bar,
took me to another orphanage.
Habían drogadictos,
where there was a lot of drug addicts,
que habían matado,
murderers,
y personas enfermas.
And a lot of people who were really sick.
A veces me ofrecían drogas, marihuana, para sentirme feliz, que eso era la vida, ellos me decían.
And they would tell me that this is just your life, and they would offer me marijuana and other drugs to say, this will take away the pain of what you've suffered.
Y al final no lo aceptaba yo.
And
no.
I remember I just never could receive it. I never accepted it.
Luego de ahí, llegué a Casa Angelina.
And after a while, they moved me out of there and moved me to Casa Angelina.
Totalmente diferente.
It was totally different.
Sí. Conocí a los pastores.
I met the pastors.
Conocí a Papi Iván, a Mami Kimberly.
I met Papi Iván and Mama Kimberly.
Y los pastores me hablaron acerca del amor de Dios.
And the pastors talked to me about the love of God.
Sobre el perdón hacia los demás.
They taught me about forgiving other people in my life.
Y lo más importante, el amor de Dios.
And they taught me that the most important thing was I understood the love of God.
Perdoné a los que me hicieron daño.
I was able to then learn to forgive all the people who had hurt me in my life.
Ya me bauticé, ya recibí el Espíritu Santo.
I wanted to be baptized and then I got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amén. Papi Iván y Mami Kimberly me aceptaron como su hijo.
Papi Iván and Mami Kimberly accepted me like their son.
Y el año pasado ya me gradué.
And last year I graduated.
Este año voy a seguir la universidad.
And this year I'm going to university.
Y voy a estudiar para abogado.
And my dream is to study to be a lawyer.
Amén. Lo más importante que yo he aprendido en esta vida.
The thing that is the most important thing that I've learned in my life.
Es que no importa en cualquier circunstancia en que estemos. Ahorita pasando.
It doesn't matter in whatever situation you find yourself passing through right now.
Dios está esperando.
God is waiting for you.
Esperando a que tú vayas a Él.
He's waiting for you to come to Him.
Y recibas todas las bendiciones que Él quiere darte a ti.
And He's waiting for you to receive all the blessings that He wants to give you.
Así como Él me está bendiciendo ahora a mí.
Like He's blessing me right now.
Y estar aquí en Texas es,
to be here in Texas.
Es chilero.
It's really awesome.
Gracias. Siempre llevo en mente mi versículo.
I've always keep this verse in my mind.
Está en Salmos 27.
It's my favorite verse. It's Psalm 27:10.
Y dice, aunque tu padre y tu madre te abandonen.
It says, although your father and your mother abandon
you. Jehová te recogerá en sus brazos.
God will take you up and gather you in his arms.
Y es una promesa que yo siempre llevo en mi corazón.
This is a promise that I always keep in my heart.
Porque es cierto.
Because it's true.
Perdí a mis padres.
I lost my parents.
Y me dio otros padres nuevos.
But he gave me new parents.
Que me aman y que me quieren.
That love me and want me.
Gracias, Mami Kimberly y Papi Iván.
Thank you, Mama Kimberly y Papi Iván. He's a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Woo-wee. Susie. Awesome, JJ. Gracias, JJ. What a miracle. When he came to us, you saw that picture up there when he came with the dark glasses and just a kid with, you think that, you know, 3 and 4 year olds ask a lot of questions. You should have met JJ 6 years ago. It was like constant. But he was so hungry. You know, he was so hungry. And he had always felt like somebody was helping him. Something was there, you know what I mean, with him in his life, but he didn't know what it was. And when he met Jesus, it was one of the most beautiful experiences because he was sitting on the hillside of Casa Angelina looking out at the view. And Andrew went over to talk to him again and just, how are you doing today and everything? And And all of it that he had been feeling and everything he had been learning all of a sudden just made sense and connected, you know? And he wanted to ask Jesus in his heart, and right there, everything. He's always been like that, just he wants everything God has for him. It is a beautiful example. And so we believe amazing things are going to happen for him. Gracias, JJ. Bien hecho. Okay, now I introduce Suseli.
Hello. My name is Suseli.
My name is Suseli.
I am a...
Oh, I'm translating. I'm speaking English. You're speaking English. Go. I'm interpreting like, that's English, English. Yeah. See you.
I want to tell you what God has done in my life. Cuando, desde que nací.
Since I was born, when I was born.
Viví en la casa de mis papás.
I lived in a house, the house of my parents.
Pero solo viví con mi papá porque mi mamá nunca estaba en mi casa.
I lived actually only with my dad and my siblings because my mother was never in the house.
Y entonces lo único que yo tenía para confiar y estar era mi papá.
The only person I felt like I had in my life to trust in was my dad.
Y yo tenía que ir con él a su trabajo y a donde él fuera.
And I had to go with him. I went with him everywhere he went, to work and any other place he went. I was by his side.
Pero nunca me sentía segura.
But I never ever felt safe.
Porque él no tenía una pierna, entonces cuando yo iba con él.
Because he only had one leg, he had to use crutches all the time. So whenever I went with him.
Nunca podía agarrarlo de la mano para pasar la carretera.
He could never hold my hand when I crossed the road or anything like that. So I would just.
Y nosotros vivíamos en uno de los lugares más peligrosos de Guatemala.
I would have to grab onto him because we lived in one of the most dangerous places in Guatemala that you can live in.
Entonces, yo nunca me sentía segura.
I remember never, ever, ever feeling safe.
Y no me gustaba tampoco ir al colegio.
And I didn't like going to school either.
Porque los niños empezaban a molestarme.
Because the kids there would bug me all the time.
Porque yo tengo un problema de piel.
Because I have a condition with the pigmentation of my skin.
Entonces ellos me molestaban por eso.
So they would bug me and make fun of me a lot for that.
Y muchas veces en nuestra casa no teníamos para comer.
And many times in our house, we didn't have anything to eat.
Y a veces teníamos que comer lo que ya estaba pasado.
And sometimes we would just eat whatever was left over from other days and other meals.
Y era tan feo.
And it was really gross because it had expired a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Y un día que yo iba con mi papá.
One day I remember I was leaving with my dad again.
Y pero no estaba con él, solo estaba jugando.
I went with him, but then I separated from him, and I was just trying to play.
Y en ese día, un hombre vino y abusó de mí.
There was a man who came and found me, and he sexually abused me.
Y yo, cuando yo tenía como 5 o 6 años.
I was about 5 or 6 years old.
Y entonces yo me sentía como tenía mucho miedo.
I remember I was terrified.
Y yo solo quería ir con mi papá y abrazarlo.
And I wanted to like run to my dad and ask him for a hug.
Pero yo nunca le dije nada, ¿eh?
But I never said anything to him.
Y el único en el que confiaba en ese momento era en mi papá.
And he was at that time the only person I felt like I could trust in.
Pero él también abusó de mí.
But after a while he also sexually abused me.
Y entonces yo me sentía como sola, completamente sola.
And I remember feeling alone, completely 100% alone.
Y quería a mi mamá, pero ella no estaba cerca de mí.
And I remember wanting a mom that she would come back, but she was never ever around.
O quería alguien en quien pudiera yo confiar.
I wanted somebody that I could trust in.
Uh-huh. Y luego nos llamaron los jueces.
And after a while, the judges learned of our condition and they called us to their office.
Y nos pidieron que eligiéramos un hogar a donde ir.
And they said to us that we needed to choose an orphanage to live in.
que íbamos a estar más seguros.
So that we could be more safe.
Entonces, en ese momento nosotros estábamos eligiendo, pero ahora sé yo que fue Dios quien estaba guiándonos.
And I remember at that time we felt like it was our choice we had to make, but I know that the Spirit of God was guiding us that day.
Porque nosotros elegimos ir a Casa Angelina.
Because of all the names on the list, we chose Casa Angelina.
Y nosotros, yo iba ahí, pero yo sentía que era como otro lugar normal donde iba a sentir inseguridad.
And I remember that when I arrived, I felt like this is just going to be another place where I'm going to feel insecure and I'm going to feel afraid.
Pero cuando llegué, fue tan bonito lo que sentí.
But I remember when I arrived, I felt something truly beautiful in my heart.
Y habían muchos niños y
there were many, many children around playing.
Y yo me sentí como amada.
And I felt loved right away.
Y con el paso del tiempo conocí también a Papi Iván y Mami Kimberly.
And with the time that passed, I met Papi Iván and Mama Kimberly.
Y en ese tiempo de mi vida yo aprendí y supe que era una familia.
And in that time of my life, I learned what it was to have a family and be a part of a family.
Y que alguien estuviera ahí para que yo pudiera hablar con él y él me escuchara.
And there would always be somebody there that I could speak to and that would listen to me.
Y que mi mamá sí estaba.
And my mother would be there and come back.
Y luego después del tiempo.
And after a while,
aprendí a perdonar a todas las personas que hicieron daño.
I learned how to forgive all the people that had abused me and hurt me in my life.
Y cuando ya estaba en el hogar, murieron mis papás.
And one day when I was living in the orphanage, I got the news that both of my parents had passed away.
Y yo sentí tristeza.
And I remember feeling sadness.
Porque aprendí a amarlos aunque ellos no me hubieran dado el mismo amor.
Because I had learned to love them even though they had never ever loved me in their lives.
Y sentí esa tristeza, pero alegría al mismo tiempo.
I felt the sadness for that, but I also felt happiness.
Porque Dios reemplazó todo lo que me hizo falta por lo que ya tengo y lo que me hace feliz.
Because God had already given me back everything that I was missing in my life, and my life was full.
Y luego empecé como a aprender más de Dios y sabía que Dios tiene planes para mi vida.
And I began to just learn more and more about God, and I learned that God has plans for each one of our lives.
Y aprendí a soñar.
And I learned to dream.
Soñar muy grande.
And to dream very big.
Y desde que era chiquita me ha gustado el fútbol.
And since I was a little girl, I've always loved to play soccer.
Entonces quiero ser futbolista profesional.
I dream of being a professional soccer player.
Y mecánica, ingeniera.
And a mechanical engineer for airplanes.
Uh-huh. Y me gusta, no, tengo esos sueños porque yo sé que Dios es un Dios, el dueño de todo.
And I have these dreams because I know God really owns everything.
Y que él tiene planes para mí, son más grandes que los que yo tengo.
God has plans for me that are much bigger than the ones that I can even have.
Entonces, yo sé que puedo soñar tan, tan, tan grande y los de él siempre van a ser más grandes que los míos.
And I know that I can dream big, really big, but he can always dream bigger than what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Y que no voy a vivir ya más mi vida con cosas de pasado.
And I'm not going to live my life through the things that have happened to me in the past.
Pero voy a vivir porque estoy rodeada en las manos de Dios.
But I'm going to live through what he's done with his hands in my life, what he's formed out of my life.
Gracias.
Versículo.
Así. Y voy a leerles un versículo.
One verse, she says, I want to read you one verse.
El Señor es mi luz y mi salvación.
It's Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the refuge and stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Ya nunca más voy a estar sola.
And I feel like I will never be afraid again.
Ya no tengo porque yo sé
I don't have any fear because I know that he is with me.
Y su amor siempre está conmigo.
And his love is always with me as well. Amen. Gracias, Susi. Bonita. Gracias, Suseli. Gaby, por favor, venga.
Hello. My name is Gaby. I'm so happy to be here. Traduzca a español. I hope this will be a blessing for you. Okay. Desde que nací.
When I was born, since I've been born, really.
Mm-hmm. Sí, desde que nací. Nunca conocí a mis padres.
I never ever knew my parents or met them.
Pero ellos tienen que verte también, entonces yo tengo un poquito más atrás.
Yo quiero verla.
Sí, pero si yo estoy aquí, nadie puede verte, entonces tengo que.
Nunca conocí a mis padres.
I never knew my parents or met them.
Y yo tengo un hermano.
And I have one brother, a younger brother than me.
Y siempre crecimos en hogares.
And we all our life we grew up in different orphanages.
Pero eran hogares muy muy feos.
But they were orphanages really really horrible.
Y me trataban muy mal.
And they treated me very very badly.
Y me pegaban por cualquier cosa.
They would beat us for anything that would happen.
Cualquier cosa ahí, pero no nos pegaban con cariño ni nada, agarraban cualquier cosa.
They didn't discipline us like with love. They beat us with whatever things they could find.
Y solo ellos lo hacían solo por diversión.
And they would do it just because it literally made them happy. It was something fun for them to beat on children.
Ajá, y, o nos ponían a pelear entre nosotros mismos.
Or they would make us fight in between ourselves, us with the other children.
Y si no le pegábamos al otro, ellos nos pegaban a nosotros.
And if we refused to hit each other, then they would beat us.
Entonces así eran todos los lugares.
And this was how I grew up in all the orphanages I was in.
Y yo nunca en mi vida me había sentido segura.
I also never in my life ever felt safe or secure.
Porque estaba con estas personas que nos trataban así.
Because I always lived with people who treated us like this.
Y también porque yo recuerdo una vez que yo tenía como 6 años.
And I remember once when I was 6 years old.
Yo estaba caminando por el hogar porque siempre buscaba estar sola para que nadie me lastimara.
And I remember always trying to find a way to just be by myself so that nobody could hurt me.
Entonces yo estaba caminando y entré a una habitación.
And I remember I was just walking and I entered into a room.
Y en la habitación estaba el encargado del hogar, el director.
And in this room it was the director of the orphanage was there.
Y había una niña de 10 años.
And there was a girl
about
10 years old who was tied with ropes to the bed.
De las dos manos.
With both arms.
Y con lazos y estaba sangrando.
With ropes and she was bleeding and screaming.
Y él estaba violando.
And he was in the process of raping
her. Y yo salí corriendo de ahí.
And I remember running out, terrified.
Y asustada, llorando.
I was very shaken up and I was crying.
Y me enteré de que a cada niña que cumplía 10 o 11 años.
And I became aware that once any girl turned 10 or 11 years old.
Él las violaba.
He would rape them.
Y así como la imagen que yo vi, él las violaba y las mandaba a prostituir.
He would rape them and then he would send them to a brothel as prostitutes, children prostitutes.
Y el dinero era para él.
And he would take all the money they made for himself.
Porque no nos daban ni comer, ni nada.
Because they barely gave us anything to eat, hardly anything ever.
Entonces, así era el hogar y cada día había como cosas diferentes.
And this is how I lived in these orphanages and every day I would see different things that were very difficult.
Y recuerdo una vez.
And I remember one time.
Porque este hogar no era legal.
Because these orphanages were never legal, they were illegal orphanages.
Entonces cada vez que la policía se enteraba, ellos nos sacaban de ahí para mandarnos a otro lugar.
Whenever the police would come and learn about our orphanage and come to investigate, they would try to get us out as quickly as possible, all the children,
entonces,
to hide us.
Recuerdo que una vez a los que eran los chiquitos,
I remember one time we were really little,
nos metieron en bolsas.
They put us in trash bags.
Y nos tiraron a un camión.
And they threw us on the back of a truck, of a pickup truck, so that we looked like trash.
Y nos lastimaron bastante porque solo nos tiraban unos encima de otros.
And they hurt us very badly because they literally threw us on top of each other.
Y recuerdo la sensación de estar adentro de la bolsa con un poquito de aire, asustada porque no sabía dónde iba.
And I remember this sensation of being in a trash bag with just a little bit of air and people on top of me and on top of other people.
Y eso fue una vez y así crecí.
This is one of the times and that's how I grew up.
Y también parte de mi vida era que yo tenía que tratar de ser una mamá para mi hermano.
Another thing is I remember very well feeling like I had to try to be a mother for my little brother.
Y siempre tenía que como ir a ayudarlo cuando a él estaban pegando y después nos resultaban pegando a los dos.
And I remember that I always went and had to like help him whenever they were hitting him and then they'd beat us both.
Y él me decía de que por qué no teníamos familia y miraban los niños que sí lo tenían.
And I remember him always asking me, why don't we have a family and why do we see other children who have families and we don't have one?
Y eso hacía que yo llorara cada noche.
And that is something that I would always think about and make me cry every night.
Siempre, siempre lloraba y me preguntaba que por qué yo y por qué yo.
And I would always cry about it and I would always say, why me? Why is this happening to me?
Y entonces una mujer nos ayudó a salir de ahí.
And then a woman came into our lives who helped us escape from this orphanage.
Y nos llevó a una iglesia.
And she took us to a church.
Y nos dejó ahí.
And she left us at the church.
Y en la iglesia sí nos ayudaron y empezamos a vivir ahí, pero esa iglesia era muy, muy pobre.
And at the church, they tried to help us and let us live there for a little while, my brother and I, but the church was very, very, very poor.
Y la familia que vivía ahí era muy, muy pobre.
And the family that lived near the church was also extremely poor.
Entonces, recuerdo que había muchas gradas para bajar. Y muchas gradas.
I remember that we had to go down a lot of stairs.
Y era tierra.
And the house was just, the floor was made of dirt.
Y había una parte que era de block.
There was a small part of the wall that was made of cement block.
Y arriba era madera.
And then just kind of like wooden slats.
Y arriba era lámina.
And the roof was made of tin metal.
Y recuerdo de que había muchos hoyos.
I remember holes in everything, in the roof and in the walls.
Y había solo como tres camas y éramos como 15 personas.
And there was only three beds and we were about 15 people living there.
Entonces tenían que dormir como cuatro personas en una cama.
So there was roughly like four people or more in each bed.
Entonces, pero hasta este momento de mi vida yo tenía como 8 o 9 años.
I was about 8 years old at this time and I remember
que esto era lo mejor que yo había visto.
That until that point in my life, this was the best I had ever seen.
Y, pero mi miedo de los hombres siempre seguía. Yo le tenía miedo a cualquier hombre.
But my fear and anxiety about any man continued in my life.
Y siempre trataba de estar lejos.
And I would always try to stay away from any male
porque les tenía
in my life.
Mucho, mucho miedo.
Because no, I was very, very afraid. And I never felt safe.
Entonces esta familia ya no pudo tenernos a nosotros.
And so this family after a while couldn't have us in their home anymore.
Porque el esposo de ella se perdió, ¿saben qué se hizo?
Because the husband of this family left and abandoned the family and nobody knew where he went.
Entonces ella ya no podía con nosotros.
So she told us one day she wouldn't be able to help us anymore. She couldn't even help her own children.
Entonces tenía que buscar un hogar para nosotros.
So she began to help look for an orphanage
y
for us to live
in. Y recuerdo bien el día que ella me dijo que íbamos a regresar a un hogar.
And I remember the day very well when she told me that we were going to have to return to live at an orphanage.
Y yo empecé a llorar bastante, bastante.
I started to cry and cry and cry.
Porque yo ya sabía que era estar en un hogar.
Because I already knew what it was like to live in
había
an orphanage.
Había sido toda mi vida.
And that had been my whole life up to that point.
Entonces yo estaba muy asustada, tenía miedo y yo ya tenía 10 años.
I was very shocked and I was very afraid, and I was 10 years old at that time.
Y en esa, a esa edad era que yo había visto a la niña y que me había enterado que a esa edad las empezaban a violar.
And I knew that at that age, the, my age 10, is when the raping began to happen at the orphanages.
Entonces yo estaba muy asustada.
So I was very scared to go back to one.
Y empezamos a buscar un hogar.
So we began to look, though, for an orphanage.
Y pasábamos de un hogar en otro hogar. En otro
and we would go from one to another, just looking to see what they
pero
looked
a la
like.
Vista, todos se miraban bonitos.
But for me, I felt like everything looked beautiful from the outside.
Pero yo sabía, o lo que yo sabía era que me iban a lastimar. Yo
but
no esperaba llegar a un buen lugar.
What I knew at that time was that it doesn't matter how it looks on the outside, they're going to treat me bad on when I get in there.
Entonces, así pasamos por muchos lugares hasta que llegamos a Casa Angelina.
And we would go to a lot of orphanages, and I remember the day we arrived at Casa Angelina.
Y nomás uno entra a Casa Angelina, es muy bonito.
And when you enter into Casa Angelina through the gate, it's very beautiful.
Pero aparte, no, cuando íbamos en la subida yo estaba muy asustada porque está muy retirado también.
And I remember though when we went in the road to get up to Casa Angelina, I was scared because it's very high, it's up in the
entonces,
mountain.
Entonces con la mentalidad que yo traía era como que, ay, aquí me van a hacer de todo.
And I remember, oh great, I'm going to be so far away from everything up here in the middle of nowhere.
Entonces entramos y lo primero que vimos fueron unos juegos.
The first thing that we saw when we entered was the park, the playground.
Y mi hermano me dijo, quería ir a jugar.
And my brother said, we have to go play right now.
Y fuimos. Yo era niña.
So we went, because I was a little girl. We went to go play.
Entonces fuimos a jugar. Y estábamos ahí jugando y divirtiendo. Nunca habíamos jugado en juegos así, nunca.
We had never played on a playground like that in our life.
Entonces todo era muy bonito.
And everything really did look very beautiful.
Entonces él me dijo que quería vivir ahí.
And he told me, this is where I want to stay and live.
Y yo le dije que estaba bien.
And I told him that would be fine, we could
pero
stay.
Yo estaba muy asustada.
But I was very, very
y
afraid.
Y aparte de que yo estaba muy asustada, me toman esa foto.
And I remember that they took that photo of me. Right there.
Pero estaba muy asustada, entonces.
But I was very, very scared that day.
Estaba llorando y
I
todo,
was
pero no tenía opción, literalmente.
But
no
I didn't literally have any other option for my life. I had to go.
Era ese o otro.
It was this orphanage or another one, so.
Entonces estaba bien y todo.
I said, it's fine, I'll just
y
stay.
Se fue la señora.
And the lady left us there.
Y cuando estábamos ahí, en el mismo momento me dieron de todo.
And I remember the first moment I arrived, they began to give me everything I needed.
Y nos dieron comida.
They gave us food to eat right away.
Y teníamos mucha hambre.
And we were very, very hungry at that time.
Entonces nos dieron comida y cuando... Cuando llegó la noche,
they gave us food, and when it came to the nighttime,
me llevaron a mi cama.
They gave me a bed to sleep in.
Y yo estaba pensando,
and
¿quién
I was just
se va a quedar
thinking
conmigo?
And waiting, who's going to come and sleep with me?
Porque esa había sido toda mi vida. La cama no era solo para una persona.
Because I know that a bed is not just for one person.
Entonces, me dijeron que no, que era mi propia cama. Y
they said, no, this is your own bed, this is just for you.
Y eso me gustó mucho y me dieron juguetes y de todo.
And this is something I remember liking so much, and they gave me a lot of toys to play with.
Pero en la noche yo lloraba bastante.
But at night I remember crying a lot.
Y tenía
just
mucho,
weeping,
mucho, mucho miedo.
Because I was very, very afraid.
Entonces, recuerdo de que así pasaron los primeros 15 días.
And I remember the first, that's how the first 15 days went.
Y todos los días yo estaba asustada, tenía miedo y
and every day,
hombre, yo no me le acercaba,
I was afraid of any man that passed by. I was afraid of waiting for something to happen.
Entonces, recuerdo que las niñas empezaron a decir.
And I remember the girls began to say,
va a venir Papi Iván, el esposo
Papi
de
Iván
Kimberly.
Is going to be coming. He's the husband of Mama Kimberly.
Y yo me preguntaba, ¿quién será él? Porque no puede ser solo el papá de él y no
and
tendrá
I remember
muchos
thinking,
hijos.
Who is this guy? Because there's no way he's really the dad of all these kids.
Entonces, pero ellas así con seguridad le decían papá y papá y me explicaron
but
quién
they
era.
They just kept saying like really firmly, no, he's Papi Iván, he's Papi Iván.
Entonces yo dije, yo nunca le voy a decir papá, nunca, nunca.
And I remember saying to myself, I will never ever call him Papi.
Y mi corazón estaba muy duro,
and
pero
my
porque
heart
estaba muy lastimado.
Was very, very hard because it was very hurt.
Entonces, así, él Cuando yo tenía 15 días de estar ahí.
And after 15 days of being at Casa Angelina.
Recuerdo que llegó Papi Iván.
I remember he came to visit.
Y él nos llamó.
And he called us
Porque
to come and meet us.
Porque siempre quiere conocer a los niños.
Because he always wanted to meet any of the new children who came.
Entonces nos llamó.
So he called us to come.
Y yo tenía mucho, mucho miedo porque
and
es
I was
hombre.
Very, very afraid because he's obviously a man.
Pero, y yo estaba como esperando que iba a decirme o algo así.
And I was just sort of waiting for whatever he was going to say to me.
Y me acerqué.
And he came close to me.
Y me abrazó.
And he hugged me.
Y...
I'm not helping. I can't help this part.
Y fue la primera vez en mi vida.
And that was the first time in my life
yo sentí amor.
That I felt loved.
Que sentí que alguien me quería.
I felt like somebody loved me.
Y que no quería algo de mí.
And they didn't want anything in return from
que
me.
Me lo iba a dar todo.
And that he was going to give me everything.
Entonces, no le dije papá ese día.
So that day I didn't call him papi.
Pero sí lo es.
But he is my dad.
Entonces... Así crecí con las niñas y todo era muy
bonito. And I began
bonito.
To just grow up with the girls and everything was very beautiful.
Y perdí el miedo a los hombres porque ya estaba segura que nadie no me iba a hacer daño porque ya estaba él.
And I remember completely losing my fear of men because I knew no one there was going to hurt me and I knew that Papi Iván was there.
Entonces jugábamos con las niñas y todo era muy bonito.
So I just began to play with the kids and everything was really beautiful.
Pero también recuerdo que
also remember.
Ahí en Casa Angelina nos como nos enseñan a soñar y a tener un futuro grande y así.
Here in Casa Angelina they teach us how to dream and they teach us to begin to think about our futures and to dream big.
Y cuando éramos chiquitas jugábamos a qué queríamos ser.
And I remember when we were little we would play like what do you want to be when you grow up?
Y todas tenían algo.
And
todos.
Everybody had something they wanted to be when
solo
they grew
Gaby
up.
No sabía qué quería ser.
And I was the only one who didn't know what I wanted to be.
Entonces, recuerdo que yo tenía como 12 años.
I remember I was about 12 years old.
Y recuerdo de que llegó Gavino.
And I remember that Gavin came to the orphanage.
Y yo nunca lo había visto, nunca, nunca.
And I had never seen him in my life.
Ni él a mí. Tal vez
and
en
he'd
foto,
never
no
seen
sé.
Me. Maybe in photos, I don't know.
Pero recuerdo de que él está, dijeron que había llegado el hijo de Papi Iván y que estaba orando en el apartamento por muchos niños, pero no todos, solo algunos.
And I remember that they told me he was praying over children at the orphanage and he was calling some of them to come so he could pray for them.
Entonces... Yo recuerdo de que yo no esperaba que me llamara porque no me conocía.
And I wasn't waiting for him to call me because I knew he didn't know who I was.
Pero me llamó.
But he called me.
Y recuerdo de que yo iba a donde él estaba orando por todos.
And I remember I went to the place where he was praying for everyone.
Y recuerdo de que cuando llegué, él solo me dijo, algo va a pasar.
And when I arrived, he said to me, something's going to happen.
El Espíritu Santo va a hacer algo.
The Holy Spirit's going to do something.
Y tú solo tienes que levantar tus manos.
You just have to raise your
y
hands.
Dejar que él actúe.
And let him act and do what he wants.
Estaba traduciendo Caden.
And Caden was translating. Our adopted brother Caden was translating for Gavin at the time.
Entonces, recuerdo de que yo le dije que estaba bien.
And so I remember just saying, okay, I'll do it.
Y levanté mis manos.
I lifted my hands.
Y empezamos a orar y
and he began to pray.
Y él se acercó y me dijo
and he came close to me and he said
que yo tenía una muy bonita voz.
That I had a very beautiful voice.
Y en mi cabeza estaba como, ay, este hombre está loco.
And I remember in my head I was thinking, this guy is crazy.
Aunque sí lo es, pero...
And he is kind of crazy.
Pero... Pero él nunca me había escuchado cantar.
But he had never ever heard me sing
yo no
before,
cantaba.
And I didn't sing for anybody.
Y él siguió orando, seguía orando.
And he just continued praying and praying.
Y me dijo que el Espíritu Santo me iba a usar.
And he told me that the Holy Spirit was going to use me.
Después de un grito así bien grande.
And then he just
así
kind
como
of
de gozo.
Shouted like with joy.
Y me dijo que era tan increíble porque no solo me iba a dar o sea, bonita voz, sino que también me iba a dar inspiración.
And I remember he said it was really beautiful what he was receiving, the word from me, because it wasn't just that I was going to have a beautiful voice, but that God was also going to give me inspiration.
Entonces yo le creí.
And I believed him.
Y en ese momento, o sea, todo estaba así como en adoración.
And I remember everyone just had their hands raised in worship.
Él me agarró y me dijo, okay, corre,
and he said to me, go, leave right now.
Entonces yo así como,
and okay. I was like, okay, why?
Y me fui a escribir.
And I went and he wanted me to write, right away start to write
y
songs.
Empecé a escribir y
and I began to write.
Escribí la primera canción.
And I wrote my first song.
Y ahorita tengo muchas.
And now I have many, 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 many songs I've written.
Entonces eso marcó mucho para mí porque ahora tengo un propósito.
And that marked a big thing for me in my life because I have a purpose in my life.
Y cuando jugaba ya podía jugar a ser cantante y cosas
and
así.
I remember when we would play, I would always say, I'm going to be a singer.
Entonces, eso fue muy bonito.
That was a beautiful
y
experience
cuando todo
for
parecía
me.
Que estaba muy bonito, muy bonito.
And when everything was continuing in my life, I felt like it was just perfect. Everything was perfect.
Todo era así. Y recuerdo de que tuve una audiencia.
And I remember I had a hearing and the judge called me to the office.
Y él estaba así, en un lugar así, y
and
estaba
he was
enfrente.
Up, sitting up really high like this, and I was standing there in front of him.
Y yo tenía así como que él tenía el poder y saben.
And I remember feeling like he had all the power and
el
he could just do whatever he wanted.
El miedo que yo tenía en ese momento era que me sacaran de Casa Angelina.
And I remember being terrified that he was going to tell me I had to leave Casa Angelina.
No esperaba otra cosa, pero él me dijo, él me miró y me dijo, no existes.
Así. He looked at me and he just said to me, you don't exist.
Y no sé qué haces aquí en el mundo porque no tienes papá, no tienes mamá, no hay familia, papeles, nada.
And I don't even know how you exist on the planet, he said, because you don't have a mother, you don't have a father, there's no paperwork on you, there's no documentation at all.
Y en el momento yo empecé a llorar bastante, bastante.
And I remember I began weeping really hard.
Bastante. Y él era así muy duro conmigo y solo dijo, okay, esta audiencia se acaba y ustedes pueden regresar para decir qué quieren de apellido.
And I remember he was very tough and strong with us and he just said, okay, you guys are going to leave now and when you come back, you need to just choose any kind of name and I'll give you that name.
Y yo llorando, mojando.
And I was just crying and crying.
Entonces, recuerdo de que nos fuimos con mi hermano.
I remember leaving with my brother.
Y estaba llorando mucho.
And I was crying really hard.
Pero yo dentro de mí sabía que lo que él me había dicho no era cierto.
But inside I felt like I knew that what he told me wasn't true.
Porque yo tenía una familia.
Because I did have a family.
Entonces yo no me iba a inventar un apellido si tenía una familia.
And I said I can't invent a name for myself if I have a family.
Entonces yo les pedí a ellos para que
so
me pusieran un nombre.
I asked the family to give me a name.
Como que fuera una bebé.
Like if I was a baby.
Entonces me pusieron nombre.
So they gave me a name.
Y me llamaron para decirme mi nombre y es
and
este.
They called me and told me my name and
y
this is it.
Gabriela Celeste.
Gabriela Celeste Tate Royal.
Y me siento muy identificada con esa.
And I remember identifying a lot with this name.
Porque cuando me lo dieron, Mami Kimberly me explicó.
Because when they gave me that name, Mama Kimberly explained to me
que royal era por realeza.
That royal signified royalty.
Y que yo ya no era más una huérfana.
And I was
sino ya era
that I was not an orphan ever again, that I was part of a family, I was part of a royal family, royalty.
Y eso me llenó bastante y es un significado muy importante para mí.
And it filled me up a lot and it meant so much to me.
Y Tate es por la familia.
And Tate, they gave me to represent all of my family.
Entonces, me siento muy feliz por eso.
So I feel very grateful
y
and happy
en el
because
colegio,
of this.
En el colegio,
and in college,
dicen mucho como, al principio me empezaban a decir como Tate.
At the beginning, they didn't know how to pronounce the name Tate, so they would say Tait.
Tait. Y yo así, no, es Tate.
And I would tell them, no, it's Tate.
Entonces con el tiempo ya no me decían Gabby,
and
sino
after a while,
ahora me decían Tate.
They stopped calling me Gabby, they just call me Tate at the school.
Entonces ay, eso sin, cada vez que lo escuchaba de cualquiera de mis compañeros yo me sentía tan bien.
And every time honestly whenever I would hear them call me Tate it made me feel really good.
Ajá, pero para ellos era como ala, Tate.
For them it was like a joke, but for me it meant a lot.
Y el año pasado me gradué.
And this last year I graduated.
De carrera. Y ahorita me toca la universidad.
There we go. And I'm going to be continuing with university.
Y quiero seguir para, quiero estudiar ciencias de la comunicación.
I want to study communication.
Y también.
And.
Aeromosa.
And I would also like to be a stewardess, a flight attendant.
Y hay un versículo que quiero compartir con
And
ustedes.
I would like to share a verse with you.
Que está en Jeremías.
¿Puedo explicar una cosa chiquita? she wants to study communication because she would like to be a news reporter. That is where that leads to. Okay, continue.
Jeremiah
29:11.
¿No lo tiene usted?
For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Este versículo tiene gran significado en mi vida.
This verse has a big significance in my life.
Porque significa, o sea, que Dios puede cambiar realmente la forma en que miramos las cosas.
Because it means that God can literally transform the way that we see things.
Porque ¿quién iba a pensar que una niña que no tenía mamá ni papá estuviera aquí hoy?
Because who would have ever imagined that a girl who never had a mother or father would be here today with you all?
Y porque realmente en Guatemala es imposible que alguien viaje así, es imposible, esto es un milagro.
And really in Guatemala, it's almost basically impossible to be able to do a trip like this. This at my age, this is a miracle.
Entonces, en la Biblia nos dice de que él puede cambiar la maldad del mundo para mostrar sus planes.
In the Bible it speaks about how God can change everything evil that's happened to you and make it into something good that he
Entonces,
can use for your future.
Tenemos una razón cada día para vivir con esperanza de qué nos va a traer el mañana.
We have a hope every single day and a reason to live with hope for what he's going to do in our future
Porque
and in our
si
life.
Porque si estoy aquí hoy y no pensaba ayer que iba a estar aquí hoy.
Because if I'm here today and I didn't think in my past that I'd ever be able to be here.
¿Quién sabe dónde voy a estar mañana?
What does he really have for me tomorrow and the next day?
Eso. Y también
And also
también quería agradecerles a todos.
I want to thank each and every one of you.
Por ser parte de mi vida, de donde estoy realmente.
For being part of my life and where I am right now.
Y nomás entrar a la iglesia.
And also here at the church.
Y ver todas nuestras fotos
when I
ahí.
Entered in and I saw all the photos of us over there.
Me hizo llorar realmente.
It made me cry.
Y estoy muy agradecida con todos.
I'm very, very grateful with each one of you.
Porque gracias a todos ustedes.
Because of all of you.
Ya no van a ver muchos niños en la calle.
There's not going to be as many children
que
in the
no
streets.
Tenían cama.
They're going to have a place to go.
Y van a tener una familia.
And they're going to have a family.
Loca, pero una familia.
A crazy family, but a family.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. Excellent. All right. If you kept dry eyes, good on ya. That was hard. Okay. So I want to do something else really quick. I want to ask Miss Laura and I want to ask Pastor Robert to come up and JJ, Juan, venga por favor, y Susie, Gaby, aquí enfrente por favor. I'd like to ask you guys and whoever you'd like to come up to just pray over them and bless them and whatever else you would prophesy over them. This is such a beautiful moment to have them in the house.
Wow. Is that amazing or what? Huh? Yeah, that was just you just got to have the little tidbit of their lives. But you know what's funny is I can tell y'all this when Gabby was talking about the bed. You know, I remember building the beds, and I remember that we sent a we. Anyway, we did a bunch of stuff to make beds, and at the time we were making beds, I never thought about it. You know, I never thought that what her testimony to be, that she had her own bed, what it would mean to her, you know? That's what blew my heart. And I'm just telling you, you know, what they've said and what they've done and where they've come from and what we've got to been a part of is, it's amazing, church. It's truly amazing. So I want y'all just to stand up. I want y'all just to all stand up, and we're going to bless them. Okay? And as the first seed of everything that God has done, and y'all are amazing. Amazing, amazing. And so stretch your hands out here. Father, I just thank you for this day. Lord, it is an honor. It is such a privilege to see the harvest come in. And to know that, Lord, you are such an amazing God that you change lives. And that you're the God who reaches in and can move and can flow and can do whatever is needed in a person's life, no matter where we are. That it's your strong right arm that reaches out and touches them. And Lord, I just declare right now over each and every one, Lord, over JJ and Tuseli, Gabby, Lord, that your hand is truly upon them. We speak Nehemiah 2:8 over them, Lord God, that the good hand of God is upon them and that they are blessed so abundantly, more than they could ever even think or ask, oh God. That your blessing and your hand is upon them. And that, Lord, this trip and them being here with Living Waters Church, that, Lord, that they know and they can feel in their hearts today our love and our concern and our care for them. And that this church will beat the gates of hell down on any of, ever comes against any of these kids, and that we will stand with them. That this church of rednecks will get unleashed. That anybody that would ever bring harm to any of them. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus that this is a propelling forward in their lives. That, Lord, whatever they have need of and whatever is going, you're going to do for them, Lord God. Their steps and their walk in life. That the anointing of this church rest upon them. And what you've given us, Lord, you've given to them. And the power and the strength that you've given us, Lord, is a part of their lives. And they are our children. And that, Lord, that they will succeed. And they will be victorious in everything in their lives. Lord, and from this moment forward, there's an extension of grace upon them. An extension of grace upon them, Lord. And we as this church declare it. And we declare it, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now, look at all these people. Okay? All of them will fight for you. Okay? They're all going to be fighting for you. Any day you have a discouraging day, just remember this ugly bunch of rednecks out here. And they're all for you. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Thank you, church. I'm going to just about to pass it over. I just want to mention, you know, I know Pastor Robert said he's going to be taking up offerings for them, but I want you to know what you're giving towards. It's good to know what we're giving towards, right? And these, we're raising money for their university. That's what we're raising now. They start February, it's right after Valentine's weekend, February 15th, I think, is the Monday. And so that's when they start university because their year there is from February through the end of October. And they have November, December off, kind of like summer holidays. That's how they do the school year there. And so we're raising money for their school, for university. And it costs $5,000 each for a year of university, plus their books and uniforms and all the stuff they need, $5,000 each. So we also have these three and one more student, Monica, who's on your board back there as well. Those are the four. So it's $20,000 total that we're trying to raise this finish raising this month. And I know God will supply everything, as he always does. And so thank you for paying attention. Thank you for everything. And I hope you were blessed this morning by hearing their testimonies and what you've sown into and seeing where it's been going. So thank you. We love you guys. And we will see you tonight. We'll see you tonight. We'll see you tonight. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. So ushers, help me. Let's take up our offering. So Gavin and Tim, can y'all come and just do a fast offering song or a Whatever you want to. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. I like Tim. I really like Tim, man. He is like sat there with his sax all the time. He's like ready. Like any minute could jump up and just start blowing the horn, man. I like that. And so, anyway, get your offering. Let's give them let's bless them. And put your hand on your offering. Father, I just declare right now in the name of Jesus, it is a privilege and honor to give. I thank you everything that's been, you've got these young people too, but Lord, now going on into university and all the things that they have need of, I thank you, Lord God, that we bless them and you use us as your tools and your instruments, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. So you guys just take up the offering and you guys play. Praise God. Now, we're going to remember tonight, 6:30, we're going to kind of change gears. It's going to be, you know, we're going to be ministering to you because I'm really believing for a revival for you in this week and just coming alive in the things of God. So tonight we're going to be changing gears and really ministering to you. Not that this morning hasn't been ministry, but more personal hands-on ministry. So come on back, 6:30 tonight, and then we'll do Tuesday night and Wednesday night. And so we've got, you know, today's dinner on the grounds. We're going to have dinner on the grounds. And so we want to honor everyone this morning, everyone in the Tate family. So the crazy thing about them is that, you know, like they said, they're a little crazy. And so they went on a fast, the Daniel fast, starting in January. So, 21-day fast. The kids wanted to do it with them. I said, they're all crazy. I didn't eat meat last night and cooked veggie patties on my grill. That's like a like I've got to go sanctified or something, you know. It's like been defiled, and so it was a hard thing for me to overcome. I felt like that was my sacrifice, and my fast was simply cooking a veggie burger on the grill. It's something that should never have been uttered out of my lips, but that's the deal. So anyway, so we're going to honor them, and they're still. Tempted them with everything of the world. I have been the devil's advocate on, you know, all the glorious, good, sweet, nice, beautiful things that we're going to have over there. And so they're trying to stand strong. So let's not be, you know, more tempters than we have to do. We're going to eat it. We're going to enjoy it. And I'm going to eat it today. Bless God. I'm eating some meat, man. I'm going to find the bloodiest thing over there. And I want a piece of it, you know. So anyway, I've had all I can take. So I've been nice for so long, man, it's over with now, man. I threw down. Last night I went to bed. I said, oh, my stomach is killing me from eating these veggie patties, man. So anyway, we're going to all be over there. So we're going to let them go and go on over there and go through the line first and get in there. And then they're going to be there and you can come by and visit with them, talk to the kids. Everything like that, give them a little chance to eat and then stay there and if you want to visit with them. And then, like I said, we're going to be here the rest of the week. So praise God. Stand to your feet. Lord, I thank you for this day. This is a great day, a great monumental day at Living Waters Church. And I just thank you for all these blessings, all these people that have sowed so generously in this life and then through this church and given to this orphans. And I just declare, Lord, that we all are blessed, exceedingly abundant. I thank you the food is blessed, our fellowship is blessed, and Lord, it's just a privilege and an honor to serve you. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You guys can go on and move over there and